It's 88.5 KCSN, and happy to welcome back old friends of mine, Mother to KCSN. Ryan, Molly, and Jasmine are here. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
It's full disclosure. I worked with the band for a while, not for the band, but with the band as part of their label. Saw you guys. I remember the first time I saw you was up in Canada. Just blown away.
You took a long cab ride to see
it was
that
a long
day.
Cab ride. It was. And then once the currency exchange went through the roof.
In the red.
There's a uniqueness to Mother. There's no doubt. How would you guys, can you even, if you had to describe the sound of Mother, how would you put it to someone who was curious?
Mm-hmm. Facetiousness is creeping up in me, but I'll resist. I think bent is a good word. You know, it's basically a rock band and a pop band with all of these blatant sensibilities of melody and harmony and lyric and chorus, and the songs never really wander too long past 3.5 minutes, generally speaking. But you take all of those facets and I think you just tilt them, and that's what you get is us. The lyrics are a bit weird. The voices sound a bit strange. There's some quirky harmonic chords that just pop out. The melodies have chromaticisms, you know, that kind of technical stuff. But a better way to say is just bent. It's a regular thing, bent, I think.
Where do the ambitions come from? Did you guys go to art school, music school?
Yeah, all
training?
That stuff. Well, when the band was being conceived, I was in jazz school, and Molly, my sister, was in graphic arts school. And somehow we joined forces and started this thing. And Jasmine went to the same jazz school that I went to, and Jeremy, the bass player, he went to the same jazz school. He studied saxophone and clarinet and bass. I was a guitar major, Jasmine was a singer, and Molly's just always had this really unique voice in general. Just from hearing her speak, one would gather that she'd make a remarkable presence as a singer. And so that was kind of my thought with Molly starting the band. It's like, well, she's a graphic artist. She's more of a visual artist. But her voice is, I know it'll work so well, so let's just give this a shot. And we started doing some open mics. And within a few weeks, CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, caught wind. And we were on the air. And things really kind of started happening. And we got a nice little push.
But it won't let go. You wanna be a free bird. You wanna be a free lover. See, you gotta run from the shepherd. Run, run away with me. I live in the jungle. I sleep in a monkey tree. I'm looking from an angle, from a bird of a different. Never went to your school. I learned in a monkey tree. So come into the jungle, where the drugs and the tricks are free. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone can come. We got everything. Everything you need, everything for free. I live in the jungle. I sleep in a monkey tree. I'm looking from an angle, from a bird of a different breed. Yeah, I never went to your school. I learned in a monkey tree. So come into the jungle and make love in the sun with me and the rat race. A good bird in a small cage. You're tired of the tightrope. And you wake up at the wall. You wake up at the wall. Let go. No, you wanna be a free bird. You wanna be a free lover. See, you gotta run from the shepherd. Run, run away with me. Run, run away with me. Run, run away with me.
It's got to be difficult nailing some of the arrangements you guys do live with so much of the precise time changes and harmonies that are required. Practice probably makes perfect, yeah?
Well, practice makes practice. I saw that on a t-shirt recently, and I was like, that's just about right. But I don't know. I think the complexity sometimes is easier to deal with than knowing how to negotiate tranquil energy in music and to keep a crowd attentive and rapt. Huh. That's almost more difficult, to just find the essence of a groove and massage it just right. I think we all have a certain faith in ourselves just to learn the parts to a T and really commit. It'll turn out okay. I think maybe the band could explore that other more abstract groove-oriented stuff. Mm. That might be interesting.
In the short time I've known you, 5-6 years, you've had 10 different personal looks. Something changes every time I see. The outfits are a little different, you know, the look's different. You do pay attention to the look of the band as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big part of it. I mean, it's a sensory proposition, this art business. You know, you see, you and you hear, and then you feel something based on the combination of the two. So, yeah, we put value in the aesthetic.
Something in the way. Oh, it's just me and my brain. Look, there's an elephant in the room. I know I'll make a piano and play a little tune. And I'll write the perfect song for the perfect day. Might take a little time before my song gets played. Get out the way, get out. Get out the way. get out the way, get out the way. I'm not antisocial, I'm just tired of the people, and I'm fine with rolling solo. So get out.
Pretty adventurous videos. Have you had different collaborators in terms of both the graphic design, the concepts? Because you've had some concepts that were original, to say the least.
We have a few favorite directors that recur, like J.P. Poliquin. He directed The Stand initially, and that was a cool collaboration because in that video there's a bit of a banter between myself and the girls. And so it was my concept to somehow have a shrink patient dynamic in the video. And that was about it. And so I just kind of gave that to him. And then he turned it into this sort of intergalactic animated frenzy. And I think that was a nice example of synergy between the band and a director.
Have you heard Nickel Creek?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. We know the cover. We've seen it. It's great.
I was just, you know, knowing the band and knowing that they are obviously some of the most talented musicians in the world and having their background in bluegrass, the idea that they knew and were huge fans of yours, it was wonderful for me because it showed how, you know, there aren't borders. Mm-hmm. You know, that musicians can discover another band and another sound and interpret it. I thought they did a great job with Hey Love, didn't you?
I really love it. Love the string version. Yeah, they did amazing.
Yeah, they even made some like pretty astute arrangement tweaks. Like, it's better without that section there at the beginning. That cuts to the chase a little more swiftly. Good call, guys.
Yeah. Well, back you know. Them.
Yeah,
well,
re-release it.
Yeah, they recorded it. I don't know whether it's actually on their album, but yeah. It is. Okay, well, even, I mean, how incredible
is that?
It's
the best track on their album.
We think so anyway, no.
Well.
That's just really cool and flattering.
Kill it dead. Oh yeah, I'm a hooligan, out in the street making a mess. Yeah, I'm a deviant. When I go to the store, I go undressed. Oh yeah, I'm a sexiness. I go on the date to get the dress off. How'd I ever get so off my rocks? How'd I ever get so lost? Everybody out there on the job, but now me. Oh yeah, I'm an ugliness, not in the face, but in the head. I'm thinking of what's best not said, but I say it anyway, gonna say it again. They took a little look at my brain, come to find all inside. Look at my heart, they found a prince living behind bars. How'd I ever get so off my rocks? How'd I ever get so lost? Everybody out there on the job and I'm mean, oh no. How'd I ever get so indiscreet? How'd I ever get so freakly? Everybody out there on a leash, but now. Ooh.
got no choice, got no choice but to love myself. God knows you got no choice but to love yourself. God knows I got no choice, got no choice, got no choice.
You were mentioning, as we even discussed the arrangements today, that you had the idea of perhaps one day taking a more Baroque, perhaps even chamber approach to reinterpreting some of the Mother songs. I immediately jumped on that idea. That's a good idea. It would be great.
It's built for it, this music, because there's just so much implied in, I think, the basic harmonic and melodic structures that you could just really flesh that out with a string section or a choir and wind instruments. It'd be great. And then we could finally put our jazz school chops to work.
It's okay, Mal.
Molly can do the cover art as she does with all the
records.
You have done
a lot of the cover art too.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it. That would be a lot.
That would be a lot.
All would qualify as a lot.
All is a lot.
A lot, and then some. Tonight, The Troubadour, the album, Very Good, Bad Thing. Monkey Trees, the song you've been hearing on KCSN amongst their catalog. I definitely want to encourage our listeners, particularly fans who love to discover music via video. You could go to Vevo, and you can sit there and have a feast binging on Mother videos. So I encourage you to do that. But most importantly, I encourage you, our listeners, to come out tonight. I'm going to be there at the Troubadour. You'll see me bopping around. And if I can bop around, I'll make sure I do it behind everyone else so I don't block the view. But we want to thank our friends, Mother, for coming out. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sky. This has been such a joy.
It's been fun. 88.5 KCSN, Mother.